It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, brought to you by Dr. Randy Walker, Simple Simons, Ayers Cleaners, and Leopard Care Clinic, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with episode 11 of season 2 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. We've got football galore, and we're going to cover it all, and we're going to talk about every team in Southwest Arkansas. We're going to start off with Tony Stowers to see if he's got anything to say before we begin.
Well, episode 11, which, according to Ranker, Isaiah Thomas, the most famous 11.
Pretty good one. I thought it was Danny White.
I bet you did.
I'd go Lee Mayberry. Lee Mayberry, yeah, good Razorback great.
From the hockey world to Mark Messier, number 11.
Yeah.
They're going with Isaiah Thomas. It's hard to argue with Isaiah. Isaiah was great.
He was a great basketball player. Never liked him. we're going to move.
He's taking receipts.
That's right.
He's keeping them.
Yeah. We're going to start off with talking about the Queen Leopard football. The Queen played Hot Springs this past week, and Hot Springs was victorious 42-16. But Tony, score a little bit misleading about how the game actually went, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. 14-9 at the half. The Leopards got a safety right before the half and really seemed to have the momentum coming out of the second half. Hot Springs, very athletic, very good. Probably the second or third best team in our league. I thought that the Leopards accounted themselves very well. This game was competitive. It wasn't competitive last year. It was a total mismatch. So that the Leopards are improving. They're going in the right direction. A couple of Leopards had big games offensively. Ulysses Cotto had the 93-yard kick return. He had about 70-some yards rushing on that.
Yeah, and early in the game, he had a big 48-yard run.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And that helped the cause. Defensively, Jake Martin's always there, man. You can give Jake Martin Defensive Player of the Week every week, and yeah, it would be okay. But really, kind of quietly, Lance Wise had a big game defensively, Greg, and he's going to be our Shelter Insurance Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week. He had 10 tackles against the Trojans. Unfortunately for us, it doesn't get any easier as you and I and Jay will pack up the camper and head to Camden Fairview.
Well, it does get easier for us because we get to go eat at the sandbar.
We do. The three best, I always say the three best steaks I've ever had in my life are the sandbar, and the sandbar.
Yeah. really good. We enjoy them, but the Leopards are going to have a tough time enjoying playing at Camden Fairview and playing the Cardinals. They're really good.
Well, they're really experienced. They've got a senior dual threat quarterback in Darrell Atkins, 6'3", 190. He's only passed for 2,500 yards last year. Hmm. And then a senior kind of dual threat wide receiver halfback, All-State Trent Haygood. I remember him from last year.
Yeah.
He had 874 yards receiving and 1,124 yards rushing. So a couple of really multi-dimensional guys there that the Leopards are going to have to figure out how to contain. And it seems like we say that, you know, our keys to victory every week, contain, because that's just the nature of the beast in our conference. Contain. Most people are quicker than us. So, you know, and this week's going to be no different.
And that's what I was going to say. You know, we heard it with Coach Paul David Willis talking about Horatio and how the teams they face, every team they face is bigger than them. Every team they face is faster than them. And it's pretty much true with the Leopards, too.
Yes.
When they get to conference play. Camden Fairview, their line is always huge.
Yeah.
Really big. And they're going to have speed that we don't have.
Yeah.
And so playing – good position football and staying in your lanes and doing what you're supposed to do is going to be paramount to us having success against them.
The Cardinals beat Magnolia 33-7 on Friday, and depending on who you talk to, some people think Hot Springs is there's no doubt who the best team in our conference is.
No,
but some people think it's Fairview, some people think it's Hot Springs, some people think it's Lakeside, but those are definitely probably 1 through 4.
Yeah.
So I want to give a shout out to the DeQueen Cubs, Greg, who got a big win at Hot Springs last Thursday night. I have enjoyed following that football team. I stat for them as well. So I've got to follow them this season, been at all the ball games. And tell you what, the future of Leopard football, if you just judge it by the Cubs this year, seems really bright. They're 6-1 on the year. They got a stranglehold now. They control their own destiny as far as winning the 5A South in junior high. Big game Thursday night at home against Camden Fairview. Of course, they have Fairview, Lakeside, and Magnolia left. But if they would sweep those games, we would be conference champions. I don't know when the last time that would have happened is.
That'd be great for the Cubs, and they're doing a really good job so far. Only game they lost, first game of the season, and maybe a game they let get away.
Well, Drew Dykes, I don't know how old Drew is. I'm going to say 25, 26 years old. He coaches like he's 55 years old. He's kind of an old soul. He's kind of old school, and it's fun to watch him coach.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things I think is you talk about the Leopard progression, and I think the coaching staff is just doing such a great job, led by Coach Richard Bell and the entire staff. Had the opportunity to talk to Ulysses Cotto yesterday. He was named the Rotary Student of the Month.
Right.
So not only a good football player, but an outstanding overall student too.
Right.
But I got to talk to him a little bit about that, and you know, ask him what was different this year than last year, and he says, Coach Bell.
Yeah.
He said it's about expectations, and I think that's really a good way to describe that. He expects them things and to play certain ways, and they're responding to that.
Well, and I'll tell you what, Richard Bell is a guy, he can motivate you. And he can make it to where you want to play for him.
Mm-hmm.
And a coach has got to have those things, especially when a schedule as much uphill as ours is every year. So.
Yep, that's right. And we look forward to going to Camden. I can't wait to eat that steak and then get to climb those stairs. I hope that the elevator's working. The last time I had to climb those stairs, you know, I was supposed to take a stress test the next Monday, but I didn't have to because I made it up those 6 flights of stairs. So,
well, you know, when I first got to Arkansas, I've statted every high school in every place I've lived. I did radio for Benton as well. And my first high school, Arkansas high school experience was in 2011 season. The Leopards opened the season at Fairview, and we went to that stadium, and I thought, is every stadium in Arkansas like this?
The answer is no.
No, they are not. But that one at Fairview is very impressive.
It really is. And we're looking forward to the trip down there. And good luck to our Leopards as they go face the Cardinals.
All right, let's take a second to talk about DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West right here in DeQueen. Give them a call, 870-642-8387, and schedule your appointment today. Also, Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown. 870-898-5181 is the number to call to schedule your appointment today. I was talking to my dad yesterday, and we were talking about, you know, potentially getting a new puppy or something like that in my future, and he was asking about the veterinary clinic around here. I said, hey, we got one option, and it's a fantastic option.
It's the option.
I haven't heard of anybody having a bad experience over there. Dr. Martin, great guy to have on your side during some tough times and also just routine times. It kind of runs the gamut. Like if it's got to be a tough situation that you have to bring your pet into, obviously Dr. Martin, a great guy to do that with. But then if you're just doing routine checkups, monthly or a yearly type thing, then the whole staff's, everybody's so nice. You know, you bring your dog in or your cat or whatever it is, they all know, remember them. You know, it's just a good experience, and it makes you feel real good, especially when you got to drop those little ones off and leave them, you know, say overnight, for example, for any kind of, you know, spay and neuter program thing that they might be doing, you know, which they've done it before for me, for my cats, and it was a pleasant experience, you know, in and out that day, no overnight, you know, really no crazy drugs, they weren't that loopy, you know, and it was an excellent job that they did. So You know, I give them a glowing 5 stars, Greg.
Yeah, and I think everything they do, both in DeQueen and Ashdown, they do an excellent job at. And so you can, you know, they've just got the entire Southwest Arkansas area covered for veterinary services.
Absolutely. And you can agree with everybody online too. They've got glowing reviews across the board. Check out their Facebook page, DeQueen Animal Hospital and DeQueen Animal Hospital /Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. Check out that Facebook page. Give it a like and a follow, and you can stay up to date on all the information they have there. Again, 870-642-8387 at Animal Hospital, 870-898-5181 for Ashdown.
That's right.
Great folks, and schedule your appointment today. Let's talk to Jim Cross about the Panthers.
Jim, good to hear from you.
Hey, good to be with you guys as well.
Yeah, enjoyed visiting with you the other night when we saw each other at a little event.
A lot
more than you enjoyed the game Friday night, I'm going to imagine.
Yeah, the good news is we only play Malvern once.
Yeah. It's a good thing they're down this year, according to Hootens, you know.
Yeah. You lose 5 D1 athletes, and then this is the literal truth. They played 5 running backs, and I couldn't tell the difference between the first one and the fifth one.
Wow.
I mean, they had so much depth, and the quarterback was really good, but, you know, they got ahead so quick that I really wasn't sure. I mean, he looked good, but, you know, we only got the same play for a half. And they got a lot of depth, a lot of guys they can play.
Well, you know, you just run into those buzzsaws sometimes, and probably not a whole lot you want to talk about with that game, I don't imagine, but anything you got, we'll listen to it for a minute.
Okay, well, the good news was Coy Williams, our senior linebacker, he'd been injured. He got injured in game number one, and he was able to come back and play probably 15, 20 snaps. So that was a good thing to see him out on the field, and he'll be more closer to full speed this week against Nashville. And, you know, that helps certainly with our low numbers. And then Avery Buster, our center and nose man, who got hurt in the Harmony Grove game, we thought he was going to be out for the season. And after he got his second opinion, there's a hope that he might be able to play, maybe found late game at the end of the season. So that's some good news for us, and you know, with the numbers game. And then game, Sheldon Thompson played really well. He returned kicks and punts and played defense, and he was our player of the game, and just did a wonderful job in special teams, and as a senior kept playing hard even when the score was out of hand. And so we kind of tipped our hat to Sheldon on Friday night.
And his name, Sheldon?
Sheldon Thompson.
Thompson, okay. I'm sorry I missed that.
So
he's going to be the Domtar Ashdown Panther Player of the Week. And we appreciate Domtar for all they do for us and in sponsoring the Ashdown Panther Player of the Week, Sheldon Thompson.
Yeah, Sheldon Thompson.
So big game this week.
Yeah, we play your favorite team, Nashville.
Everybody's favorite team, man.
Everybody's favorite team.
Yeah, everybody's favorite team. But, you know, Nashville kind of, you know, first of all, before we talk about that, this is going to be our DeQueen Motor Sports Game of the Week. So, you know, a big game for you and for them. You know, they're 3-3 now, and they've won their last two over Fountain Lake and Bauxite. They had homecoming last week, happened to know, and I think they were behind Bauxite for a while, came back and won that game. So what are you thinking about this week?
Well, this is a big game from the perspective of it's Arkadelphia, Malvern, and everybody else. And so this game right here, the winner of this game probably has the inside track on the 3 seed. And if you win this game, you probably wrap up a playoff bid. And so this game is huge from that perspective. And the loser of this game, you know, you're going to be fighting for the rest of the season just to be sure that you can get into the playoffs. And from what I understand, be careful when I say this, Nashville is not the typical Nashville team, but they're really big, and they've got a great receiver in Casey Morgan. And so they don't have the great running backs that they've had in the past. They have good running backs, but they're not quite as explosive as they've been in the past, but they're still very good up front. And that's what Coach McCaslin was talking about. He said their offense and defensive line are both outstanding.
Well, you know, and this is a big rival game, that the Ashdown-Nashville rivalry. I mean, when we were playing Nashville, it probably rivals, or it may be bigger than the Queen-Nashville rivalry. So there'll be a lot of emotion in this game.
Yeah, I mean, I even use Nashville examples from the pulpit. So it's a big time.
I got
time
people
rival.
From Nashville in my church. I got to be careful about that.
but yeah, this, as a matter of fact, talking to the guys yesterday, they've circled this game, since day one, especially the seniors. The seniors haven't beaten Nashville. The last time we beat Nashville, they were in the ninth grade, so they haven't beaten Nashville. And nobody wants to leave Ashdown as a senior, not at least beat Nashville one time. And so they're I expect a high energy effort, and I expect it to be a good game. And we just need to, I know it sounds kind of funny, we just need to get ahead. And, like against Malvern, before we turned around, it was 21-0. And so if we can get ahead and kind of put the pressure on Nashville, feel like we got a good shot at them.
Well, Jim, I know you and I talked before the season started, and I had made the statement that Bauxite beat Malvern, I'd eat my hat. I'm going to say, six games into the season, my hat's safe.
Yeah, I think your hat is safe. And so on the other side of the fence, my good buddy Daryl Coker, who I remind him this every week, he predicted that Bauxite would be in the state championship game. So
they might not even be in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So we kid him about that, but. Yeah, but I thought Bauxite would be better. And, of course, we hadn't played them yet. They may be just 50-0, but they're not as good as I thought they would be. And, part of it is, too, fellas, they haven't been that good over the years. And when you start putting the pressure on you, it's a little bit different story when you're the hunted instead of the huntee.
That's right.
And that could be part of it.
Well, they hadn't been playing in 7-4A either. And that,
yes,
that makes a big difference. Week in, week out, I mean, every game, it's kind of like we talk about playing in the SEC. I mean, if you're down 1 week, even if a team's only won one or two games, they're good enough to beat you anytime. You don't really get any easy games. And so,
You really don't. Even like Harmony Grove, who hadn't won a game, they scored 50 last week.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody but Genoa can beat you. And even Fountain Lake, they scored 72 points a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
That's
right. Well, Jim, don't really know. As big a game as Nashville Ashdown is, I don't know what else we can say about it. It's our DeQueen Motorsports game of the week, and we're looking forward to a really good game and a Panther victory.
Yeah, we are. And obviously, fella, I want this to be taken the correct way. You feel better playing Nashville at home.
Sure. I don't know what you could be insinuating by that, Jim.
Yeah.
I don't think he's insinuating anything. I think he was just saying it.
But just because when I drive up, the score already says Nashville 14, Ashdown nothing before the game starts. I don't know what that means.
Oh, we love it, man. We love it. It's fun to pick on the scrappers.
It is.
And they're kind of the Cowboys of Southwest Arkansas.
You think?
Yeah.
They are. They're the team everybody
they
loves or hates.
They've been winning.
Yeah. That's right. Well, they're both 3-3.
Yeah, that's true. That's true this year. Yeah, you're right. But, I think the thing about it is that's one of the things about the scrappers. When you have the opportunity, you better take it because they're not going to be down long.
Nope.
No. And even in saying that, fellas, they've got a couple of guys. I mean, Casey Morgan, I remember him from basketball. He's as good as anybody in the conference at wide receiver. He's 6'3", and so that presents a problem. And then they've got a linebacker named Zacchaeus Harris that Coach McCaslin just went on and on about yesterday. He said he had like 20-something sacks last year. I mean, he's only a junior. So, they've still got their usual array of dudes. They're just not quite as powerful an offense as we've seen in the past, but that can change.
Yeah, I think he was on the All Arkansas team last year as a sophomore, And yeah, he's just a great player. I'm really thinking he played defensive end last year. Do you remember?
Yeah, he did. And they moved into linebacker. And so he's a 230-pound linebacker. Mm. I mean, that's a college size linebacker in 4A. So
even bigger than some college linebackers.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. So I have a feeling that the strategy of probably be running away from him would be my guess.
Yeah. Well, that'd be a smart strategy, I hope. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, we appreciate you, Jim. I look forward to the Queen Motorsports game of the week, Nashville at Ashdown, looking for a Panther victory.
Let's do it. Go Panthers.
Go Panthers. Go Panthers.
Hey, appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you. Have a good week.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's look down to Horatio as we have Horatio Lions head football coach Paul David Willis on the line.
Hey, y'all had a good week last week.
Well, we did. We did. Kids played well.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, they overcame their coaching.
Okay. Okay. We can go with that. I mean, 38-8, man, that's a big win for the Lions.
Especially in conference.
Yeah, in conference. And just tell us a little bit about the game, Coach.
Okay. Well, like you said, it's a big win. I've been telling the kids since I got here that at some point in time we were going to beat somebody that we wasn't supposed to beat. And, I was hoping it would happen and didn't really know what happened this year or next year or year after. But I figured some point in time we was going to beat somebody we shouldn't beat. And, we ended up winning Friday night. I didn't really know until after the fact that it had been 2,192 days since Horatio had won a conference football game. So, wow. Boy, that's a long time.
That is a long time.
The kids played well. And, I'm not going to lie about it. They were in kind of a bad situation. Their quarterback, who was a pretty good hand, he didn't get to play because he had a concussion. So, that kind of gave us a kind of a boost and kind of a leg up. And I'm sure it kind of hurt their morale a little bit. But, honestly, I kind of find it hard to feel sorry for people like that because we've been in that same boat for about 6 years. So,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
At some point, the sun's going to shine on the other dog eventually, and it just happened to be our night.
Yeah, well, not even a close game. I mean, you just put it on them, and congratulations for that. And I know the kids work hard every week, and it's just fun to see them get something that they work so hard for all the time.
Well, yeah, you're right, and it was a great game. I mean, I of course I didn't really realize all this until after, and because I got to think about it, I said, man, we never punted. We played that whole game and didn't punt not one time. Mm-hmm. We scored. We never punted. We never ran out of downs. The only drive we had that we didn't score on was the final drive when we took a knee. So I've been doing this a long time, and I don't know that I've ever had a game that I never punted and scored on every drive that I had.
Well, go ahead.
That is impressive.
Yeah. It really is. I'm sorry, man.
We had five backs that, had significant yards. Hazen Hicks, our halfback, he rushed for 157 on 21, and then Jimmy Melendez, our sophomore, one of our sophomores that are playing tailback for us, he rushed 43 on 11, and had Leighton Ochoa rush for 23 on 8 and had a couple of touchdowns, and Isaiah Callahan rushed 63 yards on 5 carries. And so, we kind of spread the wealth around, which is good for us, and the great thing about it is all of those kids are one will be back. So, we get to see them again next year. So, and anytime you can rush for that many, the offense line's got to be doing a great job. So I'm just pleased with the kids. We came in, we put a whole new system in, and they've struggled with it a little bit. And, we probably executed Friday night probably about as well as I could have hoped for. Trey Smith, our quarterback, he was 8 of 10 throwing the ball for a little bit under 100 yards for a couple of touchdowns, and it was a fun game. It really was.
Can you give me the numbers on Hayden Hicks again, Coach?
He was 157 yards on 21 rushes.
Wow, that's a good night.
Had a touchdown, had an extra point, and just played well. But like I said, the credit goes offensive line too, because that's not just a running back doing it. If any time a running back has that many yards, and it's the Lions doing, they're doing something good.
Right. Yeah. Well, it just sounds like everything clicked for you. One more question before we move on to next this week's game. Who's your Horatio State Bank line player of the week?
That was a tough one. That was really a tough one. You know, we talked about this weekend, and I, you know, I kind of like to spread it around a little bit. And we chose to give it to our quarterback, Trey Smith. We have struggled all year long, and not all because of his fault, but we've struggled all year long throwing the ball. Our offense line has done a terrible job protecting, and we've really worked on it the past week. And I could see Trey's confidence in them growing. I could see their confidence growing, and he sat back, and we threw the ball extremely well, particularly for us. You know, when you're 8-10 and you're not a throwing team and you're 8-10, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that is good, and congratulations to him on being the Horatio State Bank line player of the week. This week you're headed to Smackover. You know, I've always heard a lot about Smackover and the Buckaroos. I mean, you know, they've got a good football tradition over there. Their record's not that great this year. They're 2-4.
I think it could be a winnable game.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, you know, I'm trying to sell the kids to the fact it's a winnable game. I mean, they're 2-4, we're 2-4. So, you know, I've been in this long enough to realize that sometimes when you get down, it's the first team that gives up is the one that loses. So, you know, if we keep believing in ourselves and keep playing, I think we got a chance. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. Everybody we play is bigger than us, and everybody we play is faster than us. And so that's just a given. There's no sense even discussing that. That's kind of the way we are. And, you know, if that makes people nervous, well, then they probably don't need to go to the game because we're that way every week. So we're going to have to play, and I understand that. We're going to have to play. We're going to have to execute. But, you know, hey, they're 2-4 for a reason.
Yeah, that's right, and I think, you know, the biggest obstacle you may have to overcome is the trip. Those trips are just long, and you can't do anything about that.
No, it's not any fun, you know, driving 3 or 4 hours on a Yellowhound. But you know, again, here's what it is. You know, the thing about it is if it was at our place, they'd be making the trip. So somebody's going to make it, and there's no sense in using that as an excuse. I don't, you know. I'm not going to look for excuses. We're going to go over and try to win, do the best we can, and look ourselves in the mirror when the game's over and, you know, let the chips fall where they will.
Well, I tell you, I know you got things to do. We're going to let you go. But before we do, I just want to congratulate you on a huge win over Parker's Chapel and tell you good luck this Friday night against the Buckaroos. Look for a Horatio Lion victory. We'll talk about that next week.
We're definitely going to change the goals. You know, we got that first victory. Now we're looking for that second one. So we're going to keep working, keep chugging.
There you go. We appreciate your time, Coach. Have a good week.
Thank you.
Go Lions.
Let's take a second to talk about our newest sponsor here on the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, and that's UA Cossetot, www.cccua.edu. 870-584-4471. Don't worry about that number. Just go to the website, I'm telling you. You can do basically everything from the website, including check out all of the programs of study, all of the state scholarship and grants for study, and financial applications. Everything is on there. Employer resources. And much, much more.
They got it all right there for you. All you do is click on it.
Yes, sir.
And you can look at whatever. They've got scholarships galore.
Yeah, they do.
All different kinds of scholarships. They've got all different kinds of programs to study.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the scholarships on offer, the Arkansas Academic Challenge, providing scholarships to Arkansas residents pursuing a higher education. The Arkansas Future Grant aims to increase education and skills of Arkansas's workforce. And then other scholarships like the Military Dependent Scholarship, other dependent scholarships, American Indian scholarships, and then single parent scholarships and Workforce Investment ACTA program that helps people in Southwest Arkansas get employed and or trained in in preparation for employment. So, yeah, it seems more affordable now than ever to go to college at UA Castaton.
Yeah, and when you look at the programs they have, they've got associate's degrees in several different things. They've got high school programs where you're taking concurrent courses, college and high school at the same time. They've got adult education GED. They've got the workplace readiness programs where you can take welding. You can take all different kinds of things that prepare you to go to work immediately.
Commercial truck driving.
That's right.
Yeah, pharmacy tech, phlebotomy techs, medical billing and coding, nursing assistants. You get out of that and you just pretty much are immediately a high value target for those types of jobs.
Yeah. And just like, you know, we know they had a lineman program and they still have that going on. Mm-hmm. They come down off the pole, they hire them.
That's right. 100% hiring rate through that program, free program, 2-week certification. I mean, you know, there's no reason. There's no excuse to not take advantage of some of the stuff that UA Constant's putting on, man.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Cole, he climbed one of those poles. He's still up there, I think.
Is he?
Yeah, he can't figure out how to get down.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, he's just up there. They wave at him when they go by.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just talking to himself.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
But, you know, other thing we need to talk about before we stop talking about UA Constant is their athletics.
Absolutely.
You know, they're in soccer season. They're almost done with soccer, but guess what? Basketball's fixed to kick off.
That's right.
And you think they don't play a good brand of basketball, you just need to go watch.
Absolutely. I mean, Division II National Junior College Athletic Association, that's NJCAA. The Colts play in the restored historic 1950s UA Castaton Bank of Locksburg Gymnasium in Locksburg. Mm-hmm. Beautiful place, right?
It is beautiful. I was over there the other day.
That's right.
And you know, the thing about it is, if you think it's just a bunch of guys going out and playing pickup basketball, that's not what this is about.
No.
These guys come from all over the world to play basketball here.
That's right. You can support the Colts by going to uacostotcolts.com. You can actually donate to any aspect of UA Castaton that you would like through the Castaton Foundation. So if you want a donation to go straight to the athletics department, you can specify that on uacostotcolts.com.
That's right.
Awesome, dude. Well, we appreciate them so much for joining the Southwest Arkansas Sports page on the air. www.cccua.edu.
All right, we're here with Coach Ed Baker of the former Gators. And Coach, I'm going to tell you something. I know the Mineral Springs beat Foreman 48-24, but I'm really impressed. I think that's a good outing by the Gators. And I know as a coach, you probably don't feel that way as much as I do. But, I mean, Mineral Springs has got a really good football team.
Yes, sir, they do. They're loaded with some really tremendous athletes in size, and their coaches do a really good job with them. We came out a little bit fired up, I guess. They scored real quick their first drive, but then we responded, probably had our best drive of the year, and tied the game at 6. And then we kind of – they scored again real quick. We wound up getting a first down, but then we had a punt. They ran – the kind of game got out of hand there towards the end of the first quarter. They ran the punt back, recovered an onside kick. We got a defensive stop but fumbled the first play. They scored, got the ball back, threw an interception the first play. They wound up scoring on that drive as well. But I thought our kids really responded, came out after halftime, and played really well the rest of the way on both sides of the ball. So they're hanging in there. They're battling. I think we had 15 the other night and 15 healthy bodies. So the kids are playing hard and working hard, and that's all we can ask.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, I was pretty impressed. And so before we move on to the this week's game, who's your Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week?
It was Brody Bearden. Could have been a few guys. Brody had 13 hard carries for, I think, 79, 80 yards, scored a touchdown, was a real physical presence carrying the ball. He was our player of the game.
Okay, well, we appreciate that, and Brody Bearden, the Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week. And this week, Coach, y'all host Spring Hill, who are 1-5, and so what you thinking about that? I got Jeff Tuttle in here with me. He's he's a play-by-play announcer for Dirks, and he's seen them already. So we're gonna let him talk to you about Spring Hill a little bit and just tell us what you think.
It's a very deceiving record. They're really good at what they do. I've known Coach Smith for lots of years from back when I was at Prairieville and he was at Dover. So, and we're kind of familiar with each other. Did a lot of stuff in the summer back then. They're really good at what they do. They're kind of like us. They'll throw it a little more than we do. They're flex bone, but they'll throw it a little bit more than we do. It'll be a fast game because both teams run the ball, so it'll go quick. But that record is very deceiving. They're able to move the ball and put some points up. Looks like they moved the ball really well against Derek in that film. They turned the ball over several times, and that's what hurt them.
Yeah, Coach, that's what I was going to say. This is Jeff. I told them when we played them, I believe the final score, and I think it was 42-14. And I told them, I said, they had five turnovers. You know, they were moving the ball at times. And like you say, they prefer the run, but they'll throw it. And Coach's son, Jason Smith, quarterback, can sling it around. And he has a receiver. I can't think of his first name, the Hamilton kid. I'm looking here. But he was the conference champion, I believe, in the high jump. And even if the Smith kid just throws it up in the air, he goes and gets it. I mean, they can throw the ball around the field. So,
you're absolutely right. And some of those turnovers were down deep in Derek's territory. So,
yes,
I mean, it's,
yes, and they had a touchdown on a long pass called back because of a holding penalty. I mean, there were several factors in that game. You know, they were definitely in the game. The score didn't show it, but I thought they played a good ball game.
Well, and one of the things, I'm sorry, Coach. One of the things they have is they've got Coach's son, a quarterback. Jackson Smith is the coach's son, and you know, I think he's probably a really good, you know, that seems to always benefit the team when, you know, it's like you got another coach out there on the field.
You bet. And I think he's got another son that's the junior high quarterback.
They ran several different running backs. I mean, you know, they're going to have somebody fresh in there. That Arioga kid, Vickers, Tarver, and then that Caleb Clayton, he's a big back for them that I thought they didn't give him the ball enough. You know, he probably goes 200 pounds, and I thought he was a good hard-nosed runner and just didn't get the ball enough. Now, I believe when we played him, he had changed numbers. You know, we had trouble picking him out off the roster. I think he wore number 7 or something like that, but I thought he was a good-looking kid running the ball.
Yes, sir, definitely.
Well, any thoughts you have on just – gonna you get them at home, which is an advantage for you, I think it sounds to me like if y'all can not make mistakes and hold on to the ball, that could be a tussle.
Yes, sir. It's like I said, it'll be a quick one. Both teams run the ball. It's fall break game for us, so we're hoping we get people out here. I know there'll be some people going out of town and whatnot, but we encourage everybody to come out. Before I get off here, I'd like to give a shout out our junior high girls volleyball finished 3rd in their district tournament. Our high school girls are the 2nd seed going into their tournament. And then our junior high boys won last week to move to 5-2. So in junior high football. So got a lot of things going on over here. So.
Well, that's a lot of great sports there. Especially encouraging to hear that junior high team at 5-2. That's really, really promising. And the junior girls did well in volleyball, and also the senior girls looking to do well too, as they're got a good seed. We, Coach, appreciate you coming on as you do every week, just want to say we'll talk to you next week, and we'll be talking about a Gator victory.
We hope so. That's what we're shooting for, and we appreciate all you guys do for high school sports.
Thank you, sir. Have a good week, and go Gators.
Yes, sir. You as well.
And now we're going to talk about the Costot River Eagles. Tony, a big win for them.
Absolutely a huge win over Blevins, 28-14. I got to chat with Coach Barrett a little bit, just super excited, said he was getting all kinds of congratulations. You know, I know our coaches congratulated him and things like that. So just a huge win in that program.
First one, right?
Well, I, that, that, That's what they told y'all. Okay, first win, man, I'm so happy for those young men.
Yeah,
because you know, when they were over at our place, we got to see them. They played so hard. You would never know that they're just a second year program. A lot of these kids have not played football at all until just recently, last year, and coming together. Yeah, they do have a lot of kids out. So our Union Bank of MENA Eagle Player of the Week is going to be Noah Brandon. He had 90 yards receiving and a touchdown. And we'll get Coach Dakota Barrett on next week as they conclude their season at Horatio next week. So that should be a really good ball game. I've got to see now the Eagles and the Lions, junior teams, and that should be a really good ball game.
Yeah, interesting. I can't wait to see that. And congratulations to all the Eagles and to Noah Brandon for being the Union Bank of MENA Eagle Player of the Week.
And we take a second to talk about our title sponsor, Dr. Randy Walker, and all of the businesses in the Walker Empire there. Dr. Randy Walker Family Practice and Allergy Clinic in DeQueen, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. They also have Walker Pediatrics here in DeQueen. It's where I take my son Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 870-584-3000. Choose option 6 for after-hours triage. Brad Patterson, you will talk to an absolute an actual person. You know, things happen and Walkers are there. Multi-specialty clinic that accepts Arkansas and Oklahoma Medicaid, with a place opening up in Foreman soon, if you will believe that. Also, Leopard Care Clinic by Dr. Randy Walker, an on-campus full-service medical clinic open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., bringing essential services to the kids when and where they need them most, which is on campus. Leopard Care Clinic, supporting student success, because healthy students are better learners.
All right, I've got JW's Dumpster Service. You call, he hauls.
Nice.
And dumpster service, dumpster rental, trash service, serving Sevier County and the surrounding areas. You can call Precious, Jackson, at 870-784-2700.
Perfect.
All right, and you know what month it is?
What month is it?
It's October.
Nice.
Yeah, for one thing, but it's also National Pizza Month. And
is that right?
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
In recognition of National Pizza Month, Simple Simons has 3 large one-topping pizzas for $36.99.
Nice.
And you can't beat that deal, and that's all October long. And that's to go along with everything else they have. Their buffet is just outstanding.
Yeah, man.
It's amazing with everything they have on there. They've got the Jeff Tuttle salad. They also have they also have all kinds of pizzas. They've got dessert pizzas. They've got just so many options for you.
The buffet.
It's so great. And, you know, and if the buffet's not going, they've got all kinds of pizzas. Like you said, they've got the one-topping special going on. But they also have any kind of pizza you want. Plus, they also have sandwiches.
Yeah, man.
And those sandwiches are delicious.
The sandwiches are great.
Yeah.
I actually had one for the first time a couple weeks ago, and it was really, really, really good, man. And also, Ayers Cleaners,
I believe. Ayers Cleaners, and they're over on Gilson Avenue, 621 West Gilson. Phone number is 870-584-7128. And whatever you need cleaned, they will clean it. They'll actually, you know, Tyler could take all of his clothes over there.
Yeah.
They will wash them, and they will fold them, which is a big deal. I'm not a great folder, and they'll do that for $1.99 a pound.
That's all I'll have to pay. 1 pound of clothes, $1.99.
Three it's amazing. Outfits.
Three T-shirts, two pairs of jeans, right?
I really don't understand why I don't do this more often.
I think it's a great deal.
Yeah,
but it's more than that. I mean, it's blankets, comforters, curtains, doilies, pillows, placemats, rugs, sheet sets, tablecloths. So
anything you have that's like delicate, right? You can take it over there.
Yeah, even open on Saturday, 9 to 12.
Ah, for your convenience. Also, Cutting Room and Company at 405 East Colin Ray Drive. The number one rated hairstylist here in DeQueen. 870-642-6053. Book your appointment today or check them out online on Facebook, Cutting Room and Company. Don't forget about the Walker's Clinic over in Dirks as well. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. with all of the services that you've come to expect. Let's go to our Dirks aficionado, King King Tut.
All right, King Tut's in studio, and we're ready to talk about some Dirk's Outlaw football. Dirk's and Murfreesboro played a really tough game. Dirk's came out on the short end of the stick, Jeff.
Yeah, everybody expected a good, hard-fought game, you know, and that's what they got. You know, 28-16, the final score. Bad guys on top. Sorry for all you Rattler fans. Y'all are the bad guys last week. You know, the Rattlers started things off scoring, and, you know, the Outlaws answered, and it looked like they were going to go into halftime 8-8. Kind of odd play took place on fourth down, fourth and long, and they advanced a fumble and ended up with a first down, and it led to a touchdown with a minute 14 left until the half.
Sounds like that was a turning point in the ball game.
And absolutely, because, you know, that put them up 14-8 at the time, I believe. Maybe 16. Okay, I'm not sure if they converted to 2 point. At one point they did, and one they didn't. But then they received the second half kickoff, drove it down and scored, so that put them up two scores. I mean, Outlaws answered.
They'll make it, take it.
Outlaws answered, come back with a score, but the Rattlers got another one. They had three touchdowns by Brody Maroon, and he was a difference maker in the ball game. You know, he's a good kid. I talked about him last week, but, man, he runs the ball hard and up the middle. Tough guy to bring down for the Rattlers. Big win for them. You know, the Outlaws have to bounce back, but they had some kids that had a good ball game last week.
Well, why don't you tell us about some of those kids and then eventually get to the Todd Moore Shelter Insurance Outlaw Player of the Week.
Well, let's start off on the offensive side, and y'all know where that's going to take us.
Let me guess. Can I guess?
Sure.
Jordan Hill?
Jordan Hill does Jordan Hill things. I mean, that's just what he done. 26 carries or 28. It's printed off pretty small. I can't really tell. 157 yards rushing, two touchdowns, one reception for 33 yards. So, I mean, he's right at 200 total yards and a couple of touchdowns. He was about the only offensive threat the Outlaws really had. Grayson Kersey had a big carry, which he ended up with six carries for 63 yards. Like I say, one of those went for 45 yards, so that was most of his yardage. And, you know, offensively, the Outlaws had 261 total yards, 228 of those on the ground. Rattlers had 318 yards. On the defensive side of the ball, you know, the Outlaws were led by Kaysen Dugan, 14 tackles, 9 of those solo with one sack. But the Todd Moore Shelter Insurance Player of the Week for the Outlaws, we're going to go with Brayson Talley. You know, he's a defensive lineman. He had six tackles, 5 solo, 1 assist, and he's also the starting center for the Outlaws. Brayson Talley had a big game, you know, with those six tackles. And then you have Thatcher had 4. Jordan Hill had 8 tackles. I mean, he does it all.
Yeah. Does he ever come off the field?
Yeah, he, after a long run or so, he'll come get him a drink, but he's right back in.
Okay.
I mean, he's more likely to come off and get a drink than he is for an injury.
Right.
He just gets thirsty every once in a while, don't we all?
Yeah, that's sure. I'm surprised that you're not carrying him a drink out there in between plays, though.
If my headset would go that far, I would. They need to get me a cordless headset.
Yeah, well, talk to Pinson about that one.
I will.
Yeah, that sounds good. But, well, you know, just a tough week for the Outlaws, a game that I know they really wanted to win, big game, you know.
What's that kind of do to the conference standings? Does it put the Outlaws kind of solid in the 4 spot? Or
the next 3-4 weeks are going to be huge. I mean, because, well, I mean, as we'll talk about, Junction City Dragons come to Derrick's, you know, and then the Gators, Foreman Gators are on the schedule with Mineral Springs. They're up there in the top of the standings, and Outlaws still have to play them as well as the Gurdon Go Devils. So there's a lot could happen over the next 4 weeks of football.
Yeah,
I mean, we may not know anything for sure until week 10, to be honest.
Right. Right. 5 teams make the playoffs.
Last year it was just 4. I think they changed it to 4 last year.
Okay.
And so I'm not positive what they're doing this year.
Last 3 weeks of the season are critical.
They Triple A didn't they didn't contact me to see what I wanted to do this year.
Us either. They were nice enough to come down and give us an interview, though.
Yeah, and talk to us, tell us about Greenwood.
They're really concerned
about Greenwood.
They charged
you for it, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Poor man. Greenwood, man. They're just on one leg up there.
Yeah, I think they won 62-7 this week. But I'm glad they found somebody to play. Anyway, this week, it doesn't get any easier, Jeff. You got the Junction City team coming to the Holler, which is one good thing about that. You don't have to go to Junction City.
Poor junior high kids do, and then they have school Friday morning.
Yeah.
I think they're going to let them come in late, though.
Yeah, well, they'll probably do really well in school that day. because you're going to get home about 1 or 2 o'clock.
Junction City was Hooton's pick to win the whole thing in 2A.
Yeah.
So, big game for the Outlaws.
Yeah, it is a big game for the Outlaws. And like I say, you know, you have to put last week behind you. You know, you have to put that loss behind you. By the time you've watched film yesterday or whenever the Outlaws watched it, and you know, move on, because you could either let that game affect you the next little bit, or
you can't let the Rattlers beat you twice.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right. And I'm glad you said that, because I didn't know exactly how to put that, because win or loss, you could have a letdown after that game.
Right.
So you have to prepare yourself for this week, and I don't know a whole lot about Junction City. I know they do have 2 losses on the season. But, you know, that's going to be...
They're not in conference.
No, non-conference. I mean, they're... So...
Yeah, they played a couple of pretty good teams at the start of the year. I mean, I think they were still surprised that they lost. But I think they're going to be a good test for the Outlaws Friday night.
Yeah.
Friday night.
Looking at their schedule, I can see where they took the 5-minute drive to Hainesville, Louisiana, and played them.
Yeah.
Or Hainesville took the 5-minute drive there. I'm not sure.
Right.
Which way that went,
but anyway, should be a good game in the Holler this week. Make sure everybody comes out and go ahead.
Well, we were talking about it the other night. I don't know that Junction City's ever come to Derrick's to play football. You know, I know they've made some basketball tournaments and some baseball tournaments, and we've been there to play since I've been doing the radio. I think we've been there 3 times for the playoffs, but you know, they're in the conference now, and I don't know if they've ever played in the Holler. I don't know how well they'll travel or anything else, to be honest.
I'm going to guess that they won't play. They won't travel well, fan-wise.
I wouldn't think so, but, boy, if you go down there, it's packed. I mean, they...
Oh, I bet it was packed Friday night.
Yeah.
We were at the Murfreesboro Dirks game last year. Mm-hmm. There was as many people standing sitting in lawn chairs as there was sitting in bleachers.
Not only were we going to have a crowd, regardless, this past Friday night, you had the elementary kids cheering at halftime. That's always a good gate. So, I mean, we had a crowd Friday night.
Yeah.
And we had the best seat in the house.
I thought that you were going to ask something. I didn't.
Well, have we gone over who the Todd Moore Shelter Insurance
is? Brayson Talley.
Yeah.
Brayson Talley.
6 tackles and...
Congratulations, Brayson. That's his first time winning it this year, isn't it, right?
Yes.
All right.
With a shout-out to Jordan Hill. Yeah.
Side note, Jordan Hill had a good game.
Yeah, he had a great game. But congratulations to Brayson Talley for being our Todd Moore Shelter Insurance Offensive Player of the Week.
Junior Outlaws remained undefeated last week, so...
Who they play this week?
Junction City comes Junction to Derrick's.
Oh, okay.
No, they go to Junction City.
Yeah.
Man, it is a shame that Derrick's and DeQueen are not playing junior high football this year. I think it would be a really good football game.
Maybe when the season's over, they could throw something together. I bet there'd be a good crowd at that, too.
I bet there would be, too.
There really would be. That'd be a great game, a great gate.
Yeah,
you know, and that's what we like. We like these local games because they're it's just like Junction City. You know, Junction City's going to come up. Well, you know, unless you really, really want to, and then you've got to have the kind of job that lets you off early. You can't get up here for a football game on Friday.
Well, you know, I seen where Coach Ernest in the Outlaw football page on Facebook said they've moved game time Thursday night at Junction City to 6:00, I guess because of the late night and the kids. And I think our bus is leaving at like 12:45 or something like that. I mean, so as a parent, you're not going to be too far behind that.
No.
If you go down there.
Yep. But, Yep. So it's just all this travel's tough, and that's why we like those local games. But anyway, anything else you want to talk about?
I think that's all I have. People listening to this, if you want to see our cross country, you can go to Oakland Saturday, Lake Hamilton Invitational. I'm sure y'all's kids are going. D Queen will probably be there, the Outlaws, Lady Outlaws. So got that going on later in the week.
Yeah, they've been doing really well, Lady Outlaws, and the Queen teams have been doing really well too. Last time I know it was here, and they won both conference tournaments for junior high, and the girls and boys in senior high won their own run there. So, I know the Lady Outlaws in both junior high and senior high came in second place there. So congratulations to them on that. Jeff, we appreciate you coming in and all your help, and looking forward to hearing about the Outlaws victory next week.
I hope so. I appreciate y'all just letting me come in and give these kids a little recognition.
Man, we couldn't do it without you.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you. All right, Tony, now we just got a few more things to clean up before we finish off this podcast. Who you got for the Toad Thumper Lures Offensive Player of the Week?
We're going to go with Trey Smith, Horatio Lion quarterback. Big win for the Lions this week. They were the only team of the teams we covered to come away with the victory. He went 8 of 10 for 92 yards and 2 touchdowns.
A great, great job by Trey Smith. Congratulations to him for being the Toad Thumper Lures Offensive Player of the Week. And then we're going to move on to the Horatio State Bank Defensive Player of the Week.
Well, Kason Dugan, 14 tackles and a sack against the Murfreesboro Rattlers, who Rattlers are hard to wrap up. So that's very impressive, and he's going to be our Horatio State Bank Defensive Player of the Week.
All right, and then the Adderose Designs Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Player of the Area for this week, Tony.
We're going back to the Lions, who had the big win this week, and Hayden Hicks, 21 carries, 157 yards, and a touchdown.
All right. Congratulations to Hayden Hicks, and we'll be getting you a T-shirt courtesy of Adderose Designs just as quickly as we possibly can. Guys, you got anything else before we want to close up?
Well,
we don't want to talk about the Cowboys this week.
Okay.
We didn't get to talk about them whenever they won and both your teams lost.
No, so, we didn't. You're right.
We talked
about them quite a bit last week.
Yeah, we did. We did talk about them a little bit last week. But the Cowboys
are unbelievable.
I would
just say, if you have a chance, I watch Get Up every morning. It's one of the things, or I listen to it if I'm in my car or whatever. And Jerry Jones' radio show today was very interesting. If you get to hear the sound bites from that,
okay.
It was very interesting. He got testy and threatened to fire the people that was interviewing him.
How can he do that?
Well, I don't know. He probably feels like he can do anything.
when you own the radio show.
Well, I don't think he owns ESPN.
Well, it wasn't ESPN. It was something local in Dallas. He does every...
They were just showing it on that.
Yeah, they were. They had... The King Tut has something to say.
Well, I just want to go on record saying I don't think the Cowboys have won... And the Steelers and Packers have lost on the same day yet this season. So,
I don't think that's true.
So you thought they both lost last week, but they didn't.
No, but 2 weeks ago they did. I think they did. The Cowboys won and the Steelers and Packers both lost.
The Steelers had lost two in a row before Sunday. So that, it is true about the Steelers. I don't know about the Packers.
Yeah, but anyway, neither here nor there.
Well, apparently it is.
The Cowboys are it doesn't really matter in the long. When you get there, I mean, it's just football.
Well, I think as far as our three teams go, the Cowboys still may be in the best shape because, I mean, you could make the argument the best team in the division right now is the Commanders.
Yeah.
Where the Eagles don't look very good. They were lucky to beat the Browns Sunday. The Cowboys certainly aren't looking really good, and the Giants are horrible.
Yep.
In the Packers division, the NFC North, they're talking about all four teams making the playoffs, that you have a division champion and three teams winning a wild card. And, of course, the Steelers division, the Baltimore Ravens, may be the best team in football.
Yeah, they're looking really good.
Talking about the NFC North and all those teams, the Vikings, Sam Darnold is making some money right now. He wasn't even the starter. And he stepped in for the Vikings, and he's going to get paid next year for somebody.
Yeah. The best thing about this season for the Steelers, if the Steelers, they'll maybe do their usual, make a wild card and lose in the first round. But I think they found their quarterback.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest deal for them. They don't have to have that fight between Fields and
I think you let Wilson go at the end of the year and you sign Fields long term and you go.
I'm not sure Wilson will be there all through the year.
No, I think if the Steelers get a good trade offer for Wilson, he'll be gone.
Yeah.
Miami.
Yeah, Miami would definitely be one.
Miami, Tua may be hurt again by then, if he even gets to come back by then. You know, they're saying he's going to come back, but I'm not sure that he will. And if he does, he just seems to get hurt all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And or a team that's that thinks they're in good shape as far as the playoffs go, but maybe in a precarious situation as far as a backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know. The Browns. Well, he may start for the Browns. Russell Wilson could probably start for the Browns right now.
I seen something that said Deshaun Watson was 0-for-25 on his last 25 third down conversions. That doesn't win ball games.
Dad, don't listen to this. I saw something the other day that said on their last 29 possessions, the Browns have scored one touchdown.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the things you got to look at is those aren't really the Browns.
Now you sound like my Uncle Bruce. The Browns.
The Browns
Ravens,
are in Baltimore.
The Ravens wearing their throwback uniforms and they look like the Browns.
That's right. They don't have any throwback uniforms because they can't wear them because they're the Browns uniforms. You know, I'm just kidding about that. But Browns are having a tough time. I think, you know, the thing about them is just so interesting that some of these teams go through, you know, I mean, how many quarterbacks have they gone through that should have been, you know, Baker Mayfield goes to Tampa Bay, having a great year, had a great year last year. You know, Deshaun Watson.
Remember when?
Was great at Houston. You know, got in a little trouble. He goes to Cleveland, can't do anything.
Remember when Tim Couch was going to be the second coming of Terry Bradshaw?
Yeah. Yeah.
Had a good quarterback since Brian Sapp. Who? Brian Sapp. Maybe Bernie Kosar.
Yeah, and they had Benny Testaverde, and I think looking now what the Colts are doing, they may have had a good quarterback when they had Joe Flacco.
Well, that's true. That's true.
They just and here's the Browns' luck. You'll never get anybody that wants to trade for Deshaun Watson, not with the money he's making and the trouble he brings.
That's right.
But even if you did, he'd probably go somewhere and win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. You know, I mean, because he did really well at Houston.
Yeah, he did.
You know, so anyway, we can talk more about that as we move on into the season. Razorbacks had a bye week this week, still basking in the glow of the Tennessee victory. Got the LSU Tigers, who are another top 10 team now. What do y'all think about that game?
Boy, there is no breaks if you're in the SEC West. There's just no breaks.
We win by 10.
Win by 10. Okay, that's a bold prediction. I'll take it. I'll take a win by one. Yeah. I didn't know that. I appreciate you telling us that.
I thought it was egg salad.
Yeah.
Bold of egg salad.
Yeah, I got you. Anything else, guys, before we get off here?
No, enjoy
it. NHL fired up.
That's right. It's NBA and NHL starting.
Mm-hmm.
They play year round, though. I mean, both of them.
Well, pretty much. You know, that's what I was thinking. I saw where the actual real season for the NBA kicks off on the 23rd, which is crazy. Didn't it just end August 15th?
It seems like it.
I know it's been a little bit longer than that.
June, I think.
But you had Olympics after that, you know, when they all played, or a bunch of them played, everybody except Jason Tatum. he didn't get to play, not much anyway. But that's so hard. It's gonna, you know, one of the things I'm looking forward to with the NBA season, though, is no, I want to see LeBron and his son play together. I think that's going to be to LeBron's detriment as far as what they see him as a player. I think he's going to, you know, I think that's going to make that team go downhill.
I think it'd be hard to be teammate and dad.
Yeah.
I really believe that, and I really believe it'll affect how the other players treat Bronny and things like that. So I just can't see it ending well either.
I think it's hard to be a son if you don't pass the ball to the all-time scoring leader.
That's true. And I did see Bronny had some amazing stats the first time he played. All zeros.
Except he was very consistent.
Yeah, he was very consistent. Anyway, we can look forward to that and talk about that later. I appreciate all the coaches, the play-by-play guys, all the kids, and Tyler Massey for being in here and making us actually sound like we know what we're doing sometimes. That's hard to do. That's a big job, but he does a great job at it. And we just hope you like listening to us. And if you do, let us know. Give us a like on Facebook or
Spotify.
Spotify, that's right.
Set that automatic download on Spotify. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And that is nice.
Yeah. And then you can, let the people that sponsor this know that you're
absolutely
hearing what they're doing, because we appreciate them so much, and we couldn't do it without them. But thanks to the kids for doing what they do and letting us talk about them. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.